After the Fall. Published in Outside, June 1990. August 22, 1986, dawned clear and still over Jackson Hole, promising fine weather for climbing in the Tetons. Jim Bridwell rolled groggily out of bed and put on a pot of coffee. Bridwell, the fabled admiral of Yosemite, the first man to climb El Capitan in a single day, the first to ascend the notorious east face of the Moose's Tooth in Alaska, a veteran of the planet's most horrific rock walls, was spending a relatively mundane summer working for the Exum Mountain Guide Service and School of American Mountaineering, instructing tourists in the rudiments of rock climbing. At 8:30 a.m., he called the Exum office and learned that a group of clients who were booked to depart with him that morning on a two-day guided ascent of the Grand Teton had canceled. It was unwelcome news, for Bridwell, perennially strapped for cash and hounded by creditors, could ill afford the loss of income. A minute later, however, the phone rang, and Bridwell's luck appeared to take a turn for the better. A guide was needed right away to teach an intermediate rock climbing class. Was he interested? Sure, Bridwell replied without hesitation. He gulped his coffee, grabbed his climbing gear, and hurried off to the Exum headquarters, a small cabin beside Jenny Lake. The class consisted of four men, all friends, the oldest of whom was an affable, heavy-set, 41-year-old attorney from Houston named Edward Carrington, who had played tight end for the Houston Oilers of the American Football League from 1967 to 1969. Bridwell made sure that each student had signed a standard acknowledgement of risk form and was outfitted with a helmet and climbing harness. Then they all caught a boat to the west shore of Jenny Lake, bound for some crags near Hidden Falls known as the Exum Practice Rocks. The four clients, perhaps slightly awed to find themselves under the tutelage of one of American mountaineering's most notorious and celebrated figures, bantered cheerfully about the climbing to come. Nobody had any reason to suspect that before the day was over, Edward Carrington would be dead from a bizarre accident, the precise cause of which remains murky to this day. Each year, according to the American Alpine Club, some 25 to 40 people are killed in climbing accidents in the United States, a fatality rate, according to actuarial experts, that makes climbing slightly less hazardous than operating a power mower. And for the most part, these tragedies have little impact beyond the self-contained miasma of grief that descends upon the family and friends of the deceased. Carrington's death, however, would figure prominently.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?